Sport.
Gareth Bale scored on his 50th international appearance to help Wales to a 1-0 win over Belgium, ranked second in the world in their Euro 2016 qualifier. The win lifts Wales 3 points clear of Belgium at the top of Group B.
For most of us out there tonight, it was probably our biggest game in a Wales jersey. And I think it showed again, like Israel, we all stepped up to the occasion and did what we had to do.
In the Women's World Cup, it finished Australia 2, Nigeria 0 in Group D. England captain Owen Morgan has questioned whether the Duckworth-Lewis system is fit for purpose after seeing his side lose by 13 runs to New Zealand in a rain-affected one-day international. From the Oval, Pat Murphy reports on a dramatic game.
A gallant defeat for England with the Duckworth-Lewis rule thwarting him. When the rain came, England needed 54 off 37 balls, 3 wickets in hand and Liam Plunkett hitting lustily. But the revised rate of 34 off 13 balls was tough on England and they fell short. It was a great chase though after 93 from Kane Williamson and Ross Taylor's unbeaten 119 set a daunting target of 399. Alex Hales made 50 and a brilliant 88 off 47 balls from Owen Morgan had victory in sight. When Morgan and Joss Butler were together, it was down to a T20 chase of 158 of 20 overs, with a lot of wickets in hand. But a clash of wickets and the rain decided a classic match.
Classic it may have been, but Morgan believes a new scoring system might be needed.
As the game evolves, as it has done whatever over the last 10, 15 years, and it continues to do so, I think we'll see a change in method in calculating runs needed in the second innings, because it seems to be falling behind, whereas the game's moving forward all the time.
The former England wicketkeeper Matt Prior says he holds no grudges against Kevin Peterson. Prior was ridiculed in Peterson's autobiography last year, and having announced his retirement, Prior says it's now water under the bridge and wants everybody to move on. The former Wales scrum half Gareth Edwards has been knighted in the Queen's Birthday Honours List for services to sport and charitable services. Johnny Wilkinson becomes a CBE. There are OBEs for Frank Lampard and James Anderson. Joe Pavey, Carl Froch and Jordan Wiley are made MBEs, along with the England footballer Casey Stoney.
If I'm honest, my first reaction was complete and utter shock. And I was completely overwhelmed and then obviously very, very proud. And, you know, it's not just a moment for me, but it's a moment for everybody who's ever helped me throughout my career and my family and everybody who's ever supported me to this point.
Defending champions St Helens have moved back to the top of Super League. They ran in 5 tries, coming from behind to beat Wigan 30 points to 14. Laura Robson's 17-month absence from tennis will continue as she opts against competing at the Aegon Classic in Birmingham. Chris Froome is more than a minute off the pace in cycling's Critérium du Dauphiné. The Tour de France champion Vincenzo Nibali is the new leader after stage 6, with Simon Yates now the best-placed Brit in 4th. And Charlie Hull bogeyed her last 3 holes at the Women's PGA Championship in New York. She's 4 under par going into the 3rd round, 4 behind the leader Se-Yung Kim.